Somebody been sneaking round my back door, bringing back a bunch of trash that I've thrown out before. They were stashing it in the cellar, in the bedroom too, and I was feeling confused about what I ought to do. Ooh, cause there was pride in the pantry, shame was under the stair. It seemed like lies were lurking everywhere. The harder I'd clean, the more filth I'd find, just like there was some funky factory inside my mind. Then a good friend asked me, man, are you still here? There's no reason to live in this bondage and fear. Jesus paid for your freedom, it's so easy to find. You just walk in the Spirit, leave the law behind. Put your push broom down, get out of the door. There ain't nothing here that you need anymore. Leave that big bag of pride and you carry on too. Hand the house keys over to Jesus, they don't belong to you. Some folks say you gotta wade right in, grab a hold of that carcass, try to strangle the sin. But that's like going to Las Vegas trying to pay your debts. The harder you work, the deeper in you get. Because it's the law that gives power to the sin in you. God's already forgiven every rotten sin that you will ever do. He left the law in the grave when he raised up his son. So why are you trying to redo what he's already done? So now when somebody comes sneaking round my back door, trying to bring back all that garbage just like he did before, it ain't gonna work this time, cause try as hard as he can, he's gonna be dealing with Jesus instead of a dead old man. Say what? You say you got some sin that belongs to me? No, it don't belong to me. That belongs to Jesus now. You go talk to him and see what he says. Say what? You say it's got my name on it. Let me see that. No, that's not me. That guy died way back in 1974. Everything he owned belongs to Jesus. You go talk to him. I got no business with you. Go on. No, no. I don't believe that. No. Go on.